Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We got some breaking news here. President Trump has just signed an executive order that will wipe out overnight literally millions off the political map. It's just been announced that President Trump has officially ordered the Census Bureau to conduct a brand new mid-decade census that completely erases illegal migrants from America's power calculations. Do you want to take a guess at what that means? It means the entire balance of Congress could tilt, permanently cementing the Republican majority and leaving Democrats reeling for generations. You're about to find out why this move is a total, absolute game changer that promises to realign political power in our nation like never before. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor. And as I like to say, I'm here to give you a front row seat on how you are changing the world like never before. But never has that been more true than today. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Unbelievable. That's the only word that can describe the action that President Trump just announced he's taking as of today, August 7th. President Trump has officially directed the Commerce Department to start work on a new, highly accurate census using data from the 2024 election, which explicitly omits so-called undocumented migrants. Now, as you know, during his first term, Trump tried to get a citizenship question included on the upcoming 2020 census. The Supreme Court blocked that effort. But now, with a second term and stronger conservative momentum, he's pressing forward, effectively reasserting the notion that only American citizens count in a U.S. census, especially one that apportions congressional seats and electoral votes. So just to be clear, congressional seats and electoral college votes are apportioned based on population. Now, unfortunately, the way that's been done in the past is that everyone under the sun is counted, citizens or not. That's how major blue states, especially California, New York, Illinois, have held on to outsized influence, thanks in part to millions of undocumented residents, illegal migrants, boosting their numbers. Again, the irony here is that these millions upon millions of people who should not be here, they are not legally recognized residents. Nevertheless, they are being counted in a census that apportions congressional seats and electoral votes in accordance with U.S. law. So here are lawless people being counted in apportionment for lawmakers. And so this new order, by excluding people in the country unlawfully, Trump's census would drastically cut representation for states that currently benefit from higher illegal migrant populations. The upshot, conservative red states stand to gain seats and electoral votes, all the while Democrat blue states lose. And here's the jaw dropper. Analysis from major redistricting experts in recent projections suggests removing non-citizens from the census could shift literally dozens of seats from traditionally blue states to red states. California alone would lose four House seats. New York would lose two. Illinois would lose two. But red states like Texas, Florida, Montana, they'd all gain seats. Texas would gain four. Florida would gain four. Montana gains one. Idaho gains one. There are a whole other number of red states that all gain seats. So we're looking at Republicans gaining upwards of about 14 seats. Blue states losing that comparable number, making it virtually impossible for Democrats to retake the House for the foreseeable future. I mean, California would drop from 52 seats to 48, their lowest representation in modern political history. Meanwhile, states like Texas would jump to 39 seats, Florida to 29 seats, and the deep red South will have collectively upwards of around 164 House seats, which is the most seats they've ever had in our nation's history. And the upshot is, when you translate that into Electoral College votes, the Democrat strategy of winning the blue wall states, right, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, it'll no longer be enough for them to reach 270 electoral votes. Even if Democrats swept Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, so-called blue wall states, they still fall short of 270. Remember, with this new census coming in that President Trump is ordering, were the 2024 election held after that new census, Trump would end up winning with like nearly 330 electoral votes. He'd win all those states that he won that gave him 312. Now he'd be winning more around 330. The Republican lock on the Electoral College would be nearly unbreakable. But it gets even better. As things stand with this new census, the blue wall states themselves look like they're about to turn permanently red. You're not going to believe this. But first, gang, you know, I need not tell you that so much of what passes for journalism today is little more than politically charged activism with a headline slapped onto it, right? Truth gets constantly buried under layers of spin, agenda, and algorithm-driven narratives. That's why I turn to Ground News. It cuts straight through the noise and shows you what's exactly happening out there. I mean, Ground News brings together headlines, get this, from over 50,000 sources across the globe. But what really makes it powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories, you see the political bias behind every source. You see the ownership ties, you see the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. I mean, see for yourself at ground.news/Steve. If I may, my favorite feature is the blind spot feed. That's what I use. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but completely omitted on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story. It's barely getting any traction on the right. Joe Rogan just accused the Trump administration of gaslighting its own supporters over the Epstein scandal. So it's a rare moment of someone on the right openly calling out Trump's team in such blunt terms. But here's one the left is completely ignoring. Reports say Kash Patel discovered burn bags stuffed with classified documents tied to the Trump-Russia probe. So, in other words, there may have been a deliberate attempt to destroy evidence, yet almost no one on the left wants to touch that story.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. And right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan. That's the one I use. It gives you unlimited access to all the features they have for about $5 a month. It's awesome. So just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. Now, obviously, the legacy media and Democrat governors and congressmen, politicians are already weeping and gnashing their teeth over this. And of course, they're all screaming that this is an assault on democracy. Think about that. Note that. The very party that is currently skipping town in Texas to shut down the legislative process there is screaming about assaults on democracy. But we all know what they're really freaking out over. We all know that. I mean, for years, these same politicians have inordinately benefited from America's broken census rules, picking up seats, electoral power, and yes, even federal dollars, often at the expense of states with smaller but legal populations. Now, with Trump flipping the script, that political power is being threatened, and threatened permanently. This has nothing at all to do with democracy. It has everything to do with ending the Democrats' power. That is what they are freaking out over. And again, not just ending it for a time, ending it for the foreseeable future. And of course, it's happening at the very same time that red states across the country, you know this, they're all redistricting to give the GOP upwards of nearly 20 new solid red seats for the midterms. And on top of that, the Supreme Court just announced they're about to strike down racially segregated congressional districts, which would wipe out overnight another 20 or so Democrat seats. This is exactly how we need to fight, gang. This is why I love President Trump so much. He just hits it's full court press. No one keeps the Democrats on their heels, on the defensive, like Trump. He is constantly going on the offense, causing the Democrats to reel and squeal and freak out for all the nation to see. How do you run a country? How do you win an election when you're always just in a hysteria? The Democrats and the legacy media know that with the 2026 midterms in sight, even a slight shift of a couple of seats could lock Democrats out of the speaker's chair for a decade or more. In one move, think about this. Again, just think about the brilliance of this. In one move, Trump is tackling both border security and permanent Republican political power. In one move, something conservative audience, I mean, have clamored for since day one. Oh, and it gets even better. With this new census, we can expect the swing states to shift inordinately now to the right. Pennsylvania goes from swing state to lean Republican. Remember, Pennsylvania is the new Ohio. Ohio has moved starkly to the right. Pennsylvania is moving to the right. We should flip Pennsylvania in terms of voter registration from blue to red by the time of the midterms. Florida becomes solid red akin to Texas, already happened. Georgia and North Carolina move from toss-ups to likely Republican. And here's the big one. States like Virginia, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Maine, Minnesota, New Mexico, they all become the new swing states. Those become the new toss-ups. The current swing state map all moves lean red, and the lean blue states now all move as toss-ups. That is what they're freaking out over. That. A total and complete political realignment where Democrats are permanently locked out of federal power for generations. Now, of course, the census is going to be challenged in court, but the Supreme Court precedent and constitutional ambiguity mean Trump's move stands a real shot. Remember, the 14th Amendment technically mandates counting the whole number of persons in the census, but Trump's team argues persons there traditionally, right? Historically, persons mean citizens, not those here illegally. It would include children, for example. The founding fathers never intended for illegal aliens to determine American political representation. Period. Full stop, as our borderline illiterate autopen appointed Supreme Court justice would say. That was a long sentence there. Why on earth would states be apportioned electoral votes and representatives for people who can't vote? Ever. Diplomats aren't counted. Ambassadors from other countries aren't counted in the apportionment. Tourists aren't counted in the apportionment. The U.S. Congress represents U.S. citizens alone. So this census reform will finally restore proportionate representation to the actual citizen population, which is great news for red states, horrible news for blue states, and of course, great news for the nation. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. I want to read your comments. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button because this story is just getting started. We are on the cusp of shutting out the Democrats from power permanently. This is what we voted for. This is what winning really looks like. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.